Dear Ike, what does swagging you mean?
David. Football David.
The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. But you know what? I don't even know why we call it the Dave Dameshek Football Program when we're doing an episode like we're about to jump into. People have really enjoyed these so far. We're going to continue doing them for you for at least the rest of summer. Is that right, MVP? I'm not sure what. It's the Q&A. You give us the Q's. We give you the A's. And when I say you, I mean if you're a fan, if you're a player. You just heard the voice of Los Angeles Charger, Corey Legit, asking a question to one of the two people seated to my left here in Studio 66. The question was directed at Ike Taylor. I'll start with you there, Ike. Corey Legit asks, what is swagging you? You used to always say that on the Monday Night Football promos. Ike Taylor, swagger.
That was my intro.
Ike Taylor, swagging.
That was swagging. My intro.
What's it mean, though?
Man, that means swagging university. So swagging university is being you, mm-hmm. having personality, mm-hmm. not letting anybody change who you are. So either you accept me or I'm moving on. That's swag you. But you got to be very confident in yourself. Like, swag you ain't for everybody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people want to be other people. No. If you want to be somebody else, you can't come to swag you. You got to be Dave Dameshek. Miss Colleen got to be Miss Colleen. Ike got to be Ike. Miss Emma V got to be Miss Emma V. And we're going to leave it like that. If you try to be anybody else, it ain't going to work.
I like it, and I hope that answers your question, Corey, from Los Angeles. Let's say hello also to the other person here in 66. You just heard her name all over NFL media these days, talking on Total Access, talking on podcasts, everywhere. It's the Wolf.
What is up?
Colleen Wolf.
Hello.
That's the poop, sis.
Hello. Nada, happy to be here.
Yeah. Hey, before we jump into the people's questions here, actually, well, somebody did ask me an honor. I guess it was, I know it was my birthday this past weekend.
Right.
Thanks to all who reached out on the
happy
social
belated
media.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
Sidney
belated.
Crosby, Matt Murray.
Bro,
they all remembered?
Too?
Geno Malk, 52. Yes, that's what I am now, Ike. And But they gave me my fifth Stanley Cup. All I ever wanted was one. Now it's an embarrassment of riches. I have five of those. I have my six Lombardi trophies.
That must be hard.
It's a lot. Crashed. Yeah,
it's tough coming from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, that was
– Boy, y'all spoiled, boy.
Y'all, you're a part of it.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all spoiled.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Thanks in part to you, Ike. Thanks y'all, for helping out with those couple of rings you gave us.
That's a spoiled city.
Pennsylvania is a great state. That's no all question. I'll say.
No, now, west of the state
You would think the left side, but you would think the left side of the
east
state would start sinking into West Virginia and south because it's so heavy with all the championship trophies on one side.
All that gold.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
Do they have any gold over there on the west side?
They won. I think they won a title like once in the last half century or something like
a
that.
A title.
Look, there's been championships, maybe not like Super Bowls and things, but we have championships.
Oh, they got the moral victory.
The Phillies won a World Series.
When?
2008.
Oh, then after that?
That's it. That's yeah. The last one.
You won Stanley Cups before you – the Flyers won Stanley
yep.
Cups before people
– Sully says the Philadelphia Soul won last year.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Are we
talking good job,
about
Sully.
Indoor
Jaworski?
Football.
Yeah.
Jaworski, did, he got to a Super Bowl. That's how far he
I'm talking – but isn't he the owner?
That's Jaws' team.
Yeah, with Bon Jovi,
team.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jaws' team.
Philadelphia Soul.
Soul.
So,
hey,
what
before
is that?
We – Soul, S-O-U-L?
Arena.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. I knew what it was. I used to commentate for the Pittsburgh Power.
Did you really?
What?
Yeah, I used to commentate for the Pittsburgh.
Oh, we got to dig
we
up those
have
states.
To.
I love it. Yeah. All right, you know what? Let's jump in on a question here. I'm going to do something birthday related in just a second. But first, here's our first question. Like I say, submit them to us. Hashtag DDFP. We'll track them down. You can do it via Twitter, Facebook, and beyond. We'll start off with Facebook. And Teal Van Hovel asks, the Czech Republic knows no borders.
We
cover the big blue marble all the way around. Teal Van Hovel says he's always been curious, did receivers become receivers because they can't cover and hit, or did corners and safeties become DBs because they can't run routes and catch, or are both true, Ike Taylor?
Oh, man.
You always hear the one about DBs that they can't catch, but I've never thought about it from the other side.
Well, receivers, first of all, they divas.
Yeah.
One. Second of all, you got to have an offense in order to have a defense and vice versa. You got to play defense to have offense. So it's just like anything else, man. Is football, and this I'll look at it because now I'm into boxing, is just like two guys boxing. So defense got to counter what the offense does. Offense got to counter what the defense does. So between the cornerback and the receiver positions, we like to say cornerbacks are the best athletes on the team. Now, being the best athlete, you're going to be short of something, and it's usually hands.
Hmm.
But
did you ever want to be a receiver?
No, I used to play running back in college. And the reason why you're probably short of hands is because you're too busy covering, and the receivers work on catching all the time because that's what they do. Now, when you get a Richard Sherman or a Pat Pete or a Marcus Peters who played receiver when they was in high school, now you see why them boys catching.
Who would be a good – would Dez Bryant be a good cornerback? I'm trying to think. I'm running through my head the wide receivers who could make that transition.
Not at all. It's hard because –
Antonio Brown?
No. It's hard because of the body types. You got to understand, receivers aren't really thin. Who would make a good cornerback would probably be a body type A.J. Green. Because he's long, he's lanky, he's thin. Usually your corners aren't thick guys. If y'all talking about receivers, those guys built a little bit different. They're thicker guys, muscular guys. Corners aren't that muscular. You know what I'm saying? Maybe your safeties or your strong safeties are a little bit muscular, but your cornerback positions are built like an A.J. Green kind of guy. You can't put Julio at the receiver – the cornerback position. You can't put AB at the cornerback position. If you want to look at it, Antonio Cromartie is built like an AJ Green.
Oh yeah, that's a good call.
Mm-hmm. He's built. He's long. He's lanky. So, and that's a big corner. But
look at Jabril Peppers. I mean, where is he going to be? Do you think in the NFL?
Safety, inside the box kind of guy. Guys who thick on the outside, they don't last long.
Yeah.
Because the guys on the outside, from the offensive standpoint, they're more agile, and it's more reaction. So if you're a thicker-bodied guy, it's hard to react laterally. If you're a smaller-bodied guy, you can react
that
faster.
That makes sense.
That really does make sense. This one comes from Ed Kersey, and it is the aforementioned birthday-related question. I've talked about this in the past here on the show. What's the all-time best birth date? I was born on June 11th.
We ain't even got to say it, man.
Listen, Ike, I know you're prideful, but
happy birthday for, like, the seventh time.
Thank you. That's nothing Check, to celebrate at this point. No, it's
Do you
sad.
Want a birthday cake?
No.
Check, you
no,
52?
52, Ike, yes.
You got to say
52.
52.
52 is what I am now. I've always said I think that I must have the greatest birth date, and I've looked it up now, and I have my list. Who has the best birth date? Let's figure this out. Also born on 6/11, Joe Montana. Maybe the greatest quarterback of all time.
No.
Okay.
Vince Lombardi, maybe the greatest coach of all time. No. Damashek, maybe the greatest broadcaster of all time. Without those three, there is no football. You understand? Without June 11th, there's no football.
Ooh, you got Peter Dinklage, too?
Peter
That's
Dinklage.
Awesome.
Maybe he's going to sit on the Iron Throne.
I'm
going
to sit back and wait till you're done.
All right. Gene Wilder, the most underrated comic actor in history. Who else do we have?
You got any plans this weekend, Ike?
Hey, let me know when you finish, dog.
Also, one more, Jacques Cousteau. He rules the sea.
Shit.
There's fake Aquaman. Jacques Cousteau is the real Aquaman. Yes, Ike.
Shit.
Yes.
My birthday lies on May 5th, right?
5/5.
Oh, know. That's good.
Cinco de Mayo.
And what you doing, Cinco
Appropriate.
De Mayo? What the world does on Cinco de Mayo?
Swaggin'.
What they
He's
do?
Got you.
What they
Cinco
do?
De Mayo is a great birthday.
What do you do on Cinco de Mayo?
They have a nice party.
You be yourself. All rules get thrown out the window.
Yeah, swagging.
Okay. I didn't know that that's what happened.
No,
No.
You be your best self. That's what you do. So we got Adele.
Yes. We
got
seven Adele. Tequilas always equals best self.
No question.
Always.
No question. And nobody's going to judge you. You have Adele. And I didn't even know we had Chris Brown. I'm looking like, damn, we got – did I look at it, man? We got Hannah Jeter? Oh, my
God. The most beautiful woman I've ever met in
person. Have – and you know I know Brooke Hogan.
Brooke Hogan.
You know I know
Hogan,
her.
Okay.
But then I look at it. I look all the way at the top where it's highlighted yellow. Ike Taylor. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, well, you might – I mean, that's, I don't
nice
think you
– share a birthday with
I him. Think Chris that's Brown and Adele have you beat maybe, but you're in the top five most
got
famous people
beat.
From that.
That's pretty good. It's a great
Henry
word.
Cavill. Is man, that how you say his name?
I have
Cavill,
no idea.
Superman. Brian Williams.
How you said it got me beat?
I said some of them did.
My name is at the top of this list.
And yeah, Karl Marx.
Cinco de Mayo, it's no competition.
The father of communism.
It's a lot of people who can't wait the May 5th come around.
What is your favorite political system, Ike?
What?
Ooh.
Communism?
What?
Karl Marx.
Oh.
Colleen, I'll direct that question to you. Oh, also, like Tammy Wynette, your favorite country music singer.
I love
my
Tammy.
Birthday.
I love Tammy.
January 2nd.
I do.
Comes at the
After.
End of everything.
This
so everybody has already started their New Year's resolutions. Everybody is broke. Everybody doesn't want to go out anymore. Nobody
right.
wants to drink. Nobody wants to go out to dinner. It's sort of like, and in Philadelphia, there was usually an ice storm as well. So I definitely am not in the running for
best
birthday.
Not usually any playoff games to look forward to
Never.
In Philadelphia.
No,
Tommy Morrison.
Thank you, though. I know. Tay Diggs.
Right.
You know who else, though, I looked up? Bryson Tilla. January 2nd.
Bryson?
That's a pretty good one.
That's the best you got.
You got Cuba yeah. Gooding Jr. He has an
Excuse
Academy
me?
Award.
Okay.
Sweet Pea Whitaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
word.
We just – between you and Miss Colleen, we just saying okay.
Not between like, anything. I have Montana and Lombardi. Oh, and I also didn't mention Adrian Barbeau.
Bro.
All right.
Barbeau.
Adele.
Let's
Adele
just settle
Trumps,
it.
Adele
Ike
Trumps,
wins.
Thank
I
you.
Completely disagree. MVP, you break this tie.
I actually have to go with you, Sheck, Montana,
you.
And Lombardi.
Of course.
Yeah, from
Adele?
A football perspective.
Adele's obvious. Has some great star
But Cinco
power.
De Mayo, you have a built-in
you
party
you
on
do?
Your birthday every
Built
year.
I gotta. You're right. I was thinking just about the
We're thinking of the people.
The date itself. Is
the date itself.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So we have
the man
MVP
above just
on our
on the
side.
Floor.
Right. Great.
Next question comes from Rickard Olsen.
Why are we going to the next question? You mad?
No, MVP gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
She's the final vote.
No,
I win.
She put that thing in reverse.
Yeah.
I did change my mind.
Yeah, thank you.
Just cut that part out. Rickard Olsen on Twitter asks, the Ravens are still after Eric Decker. Of course, they already have Jeremy Maclin now in the fold. If that happens, would you rank their offense close to the Steelers and Bengals or still behind the Wolf? I'll start with you on this one.
Still behind. I like Mike Wallace actually really surprised me last year. I feel like he was the pun for a while of so many different jokes, and he actually had a great year. And then you have Brashad Perryman.
Who, I mean, in the second half of 20, if you were paying attention,
yeah.
you finally started to see, oh, that's why they
Those that, were the flashes that we
and
had been
big.
Waiting for.
That
he's huge. So we had that rookie year that was marred by injury, but we saw his potential last season, and I love that. And having Jeremy Maclin on the team, that's great. I mean, the Chiefs aren't really a passing team, so I feel like they didn't really get to utilize him as much last year. I know it was a down season in 2016 for Jeremy Maclin, but 2015, was awesome for him. So if he can have that same form with the Ravens next season, yeah, they're starting to be a little bit better. Their wide receiver core was yeah. in a complete mess before this. So if they get Decker, yeah, that's great.
Well, the Bengals add Ross. They get Joe Mixon, obviously, to go along with A.J. Green. And don't sleep on Tyler Boyd
Please
working that slot
on.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a pretty interesting mix there. Who does have the best AFC North offense, Ike? Let's say they do have Eric Decker, best possible.
Still wouldn't matter. Because it all boils down to Flacco. Like, we're talking about these good receivers. Like, Flacco wasn't Flacco until he had Ray Rice. So, he was the check down king. Every blue moon, he'll throw deep to Torrey Smith, and he'll catch you on a deep one. Then, at the same time, he'll check down to Ray Rice. And Ray Rice, him one-on-one with linebackers or safeties, he'll make a miss. Then you get a hot Anquan Bowen who – pretty much ran the whole playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think Flacco went 11 for 0.
He threw a lot of jump balls. Flacco threw a lot of jump balls, and Bolden consistently came down with those.
Every time.
Yep.
Every time.
It was quite a show
he
put on.
Then you get the guy that we have now who's working for us, Steve Smith Jr.
Yep.
He's a pit bull, a dog mentality, meaning he's not scared of anybody. So we can talk about all these receivers and everybody revamping themselves when they go to the Ravens, but it starts with Flacco.
I agree with you, and that would be the tiebreaker for me. We can get we can get excited about the shiny objects arriving in Baltimore, Cincinnati,
always.
And Pittsburgh.
That's what the offseason is about.
What are you really – so what's the tiebreaker? Who's under center? It's a quarterback league, as they say. Who do you want, Roethlisberger, Dalton, or Flacco? Obviously, seven's the answer there.
Yeah.
That's why I would say that Pittsburgh ultimately has the best offense. Right. However, Roethlisberger has not played his best ball the last couple of years, so he – specifically needs to kind of get back to the form we saw.
They did the top 100 yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. He was 22 on that list. I haven't seen Flacco nor AJ.
Yeah. I think he's
Andy Dalton, I mean.
I think Roethlisberger is one of those guys who is respected within the league more than he is outside.
You
I don't
think so?
Fans hands acknowledge
down. Hands down.
I think
totally
players
agree.
Know Roethlisberger is a distinct talent, even surrounded in an era with Breeze, Peyton.
Well, he
Brady,
tests it out,
Rogers.
And then he'll let you know about it too.
I don't think that's much of a secret either. Gets a good laugh out of Ike there. That was a good one there.
I'm not going to disagree.
Hey, let's hear from a guy who's coming into the league, now going to be a part of a nifty 1-2 punch there in San Francisco, along with Carlos Hyde. Here is Joe from San Francisco with a question.
Ike, are you better than MJD and Madden? Because I've heard some stories. So I just want to know the real answer.
Joe Williams out of Utah. Ooh. Asking about the Madden game.
Yeah, MJD beat me in Madden.
What are these stories he's hearing?
I'm not – yeah, I know, right? Like how
this is what Maurice does with his free time?
Leak out. Yeah, I'm not that good in Madden. It depends, because I don't play anymore. I'm a Call of Duty kind
really?
Of guy. So, yeah, but Madden, no, not at all. So, yes, he is.
All right. Next question.
Do you play any games at all?
No, I got a PlayStation 4.
He played Russian Roulette.
Russian Roulette.
With the kids.
I know. It's like, come on already. When's the sweet relief coming already? Everybody's like, yeah. Enough with Damashek already. Please, we get it.
That's what you did for your birthday, right?
Yeah. About to have another one on the way.
Shame the devil. Shame the devil. But you mentioned Antonio Cromartie. I'm coming for his crown if he's not careful.
Obviously.
Matias Vasquez on Facebook asks, what's the big Matias asks, what's the biggest animal you think you could take in a fight? Colleen, I start with you.
I mean, I'm pretty small, so it would not
a bobcat?
Be... No.
That I could
take in a fight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I run away from spiders and roaches.
Cocker spaniel?
Maybe. Yeah, probably like a small dog. That's...
Man, you know Miss Colleen, 98 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah. It would have to be like some.
You don't like your chances.
Terrier.
If there was a battle for King of the Jungle, you wouldn't win. You think if you were representing human beings.
That's it. I'm done. I'm out. We're all done.
That's it.
Do not put anything on me.
I'm trying to think of what animal, what beast I could.
Silverback.
I'm
taking the silverback.
Silverback gorilla.
No question.
Are you serious?
Really?
I got to try.
Don't they go like 800 pounds or so?
400.
400. Okay, I'm not as bad.
You try to put four more on there.
What would be your technique?
Nah, just jab. I jab
you
the
just
hell out of them.
Jack, keep them at a distance. Like Ali, he could keep his foes at a distance.
I have to use my quickness because I know once he catch hold of me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You're out.
Like Kevin Hart. You want to go night-night? You want to go night-night? So,
yeah.
I would combo the heck out of him.
I bet you I could take a...
Nothing that flies.
How about a panda bear? I could, because a bear, that would,
oh,
that would
like
sound...
so sad.
I know, but on the other hand, if you said like, what's
they are so mean.
They are?
Panda bears are, you know, that's all I love, Nat Geo.
I know you do.
Animal Planet.
Right.
That's the perception. Like, oh, they so cute because they're damn near going extinct, right? Oh, they so cute. Try them. If you want to. Go out and try a panda bear if you want to.
Well, I don't want to. I'm just trying to reach for what beast I could.
Don't even reach.
Oh my God.
I could toil with
don't,
and
don't
defeat.
Don't even reach that far.
Okay. Well, what would you give? What would you throw in my direction, Ike? If it was mankind versus all beasts, who would you say, Sheck, you can handle that?
Well, just to see it unfair, I like you in a hyena.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah, hyena.
That seems like really messy.
Cackling at each other while we fight.
A big mess.
I want to see it.
Yeah, those sharp teeth. I don't want anything.
Yeah. That's like an incinerator.
Next question is comes from Karen Bonner on Facebook. Which Falcons secondary will we see in 2017? The one that humiliated Tom Brady in the first half of the Super Bowl, or the one that got humiliated by Tom Brady in the second half? Ike, let's start with you on that one.
See, and that's the problem. But I do think the Falcons secondary will be a top five secondary in 2017. That's what I do think. I think they're deep enough at the cornerback position. I think the safety position, Keanu Neal, he's really
he really
and they're all young too.
Super young, probably the youngest.
And they loaded up more in the draft.
Not to mention Desmond Trufant will be coming back.
He just signed.
Yep.
Got DeMonte Casey from San Diego State, a guy I was high on. He's going to battle out with Collins from LSU.
Yeah, for that Jalen Collins, right?
Yeah. For that third spot. So I like this group as a whole. I think this group in 2007, I got in my top five for 2017. Now, getting to Ms. Karen's question, the second half you got to run the ball for the Falcons offense. And the reason why you run the ball – and we talked about this after the Super Bowl. The reason why you run the ball, you run the clock out for Tom Brady and their offense. So now you get Tom Brady in the offense in the rush position. Every possession, they're going to make a mistake. But no, on the offensive side, and we always want to talk about the defense, sometimes your offense can be your best defense. All you got to do is ask the Cowboys. Their offense is their best defense. Why? They don't have their defense on the field as long as their offense is on the field. So what do? They control the clock. You ran the ball pretty well on the New England Patriots in the first half.
Even if you got stonewalled, so what? If you just keep the clock spinning running. That clock. Is
so what you
it
do,
worked.
What you
it
do,
worked in the first
half. But didn't the Patriots, correct me if I'm wrong, what the Patriots do is that they spook other teams so badly that they do things that they wouldn't normally do. You talk about swagging and doing and being yourself. I think the Falcons got away from what they were all season long because, we got to get more points because Tom Brady, there's never enough points to beat Tom Brady.
It's egos. It's OC egos.
Yeah.
And we talk about this all the time. It's the offensive coordinator egos. Like, we're going to win this ball game, and I'm going to make sure Matty's stats look better than Tom's stats. Instead of saying, dang, I got me a ring. Mm-hmm. That ring sound way better than that resume. Like, we don't know who's the losers. We don't care about the losers for the Super Bowl. All we talk about is the greatness of the winners in Super Bowls. You had opportunity. Your ego got in the way. You wanted Matty Ice to have better stats than Tom Brady. So instead of running the ball, like how you control the clock in the – you got the 28 points by running the ball. Every blue moon, you ask for Julio to become an avatar – and he's going to give you that. But you got in that position 28 points by running the ball. Oh, let's run up the score.
They should have banged them with Freeman and Coleman, and they're the Super Bowl champs. But they are not.
Right there.
And it is not a coincidence. It certainly can't be at this point. It is an ugly trend. The Denver Broncos from 49 into 50 are sort of the exception that proves the rule. If you're a Super Bowl runner-up, things don't tend to go your way the following season, the Wolf. Will the Falcons buck this trend?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I don't think they win the division. I think Carolina comes back, but Ike, we've previously talked about, he thinks the Buccaneers get it in 2017. How say you?
Well, I think that staying on the Falcons secondary, I think they're going to have a tough time because of the way that the division has shaped up and all of the teams there. I mean, the Buccaneers, they brought in DeSean Jackson and they drafted O.J. Howard. And then you have Christian McCaffrey now with the Panthers, along with Kelvin Benjamin, who's massive. And then in New Orleans, they signed Adrian Peterson, and you have Alvin Kamara, who they drafted. So there's a lot of guys that they need to defend, and it's going to be tougher, I think, than last year. I don't think that the Panthers are going to have this blip like
100%.
They did last year. I think that was
totally
a blip.
I totally agree.
Ryan Stern is next up from Facebook. He says, when you're eating wings, do you go ranch or blue cheese, or does it matter which flavor wing you're eating? That's a good secondary question to that, because I could see somebody trying to make a case. The Wolf, I start with you.
Blue cheese is disgusting. It's absolutely awful.
How could you?
You go with ranch.
That's incorrect. Ike, I'll allow you to try and redeem.
You go with the Korean style wings.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to put anything. on them things.
Okay, that's kind of true about the Korean style wings, but you both happen to be wrong. You want blue cheese.
Ew, no, gross.
Listen, the good people of Buffalo decided to show us the potential of blue cheese, and it is, in fact, limitless or limited only by your own imagination. Since the good people of Buffalo said, hey, dip these fried chickens into the blue cheese and made them sing, then people said, oh, how about on a burger? How about on this? How about on that?
Oh, it ruins everything.
Don't like blue cheese.
Disgusting.
Hey, Emma V.
Ate it.
Emma V, where you find them at? Where did you find Sheck at?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. That's a long one. Yeah.
In Buffalo.
In the Making Sense Factory. That's where I was. That's where you found me. Next question comes to us from – oh, this is kind of a fun one for a former Steeler. Paul Milligan asks here on Facebook, we all know that the Jenga theory, which my Jenga theory is that in the 21st century, every team's going to have injuries. The key is to not lose the wrong guy, because if you do, the whole thing will implode. Generally, we don't apply the Jenga theory to quarterbacks because all teams need their starting quarterback.
Right.
What would the Steelers go, though, like, if Ben Roethlisberger wasn't there? What if they had to roll with Josh Dobbs or Landry Jones in let's just go back to 2016. How much worse off would they be if they had Landry Jones for 16 games?
I like Landry.
All right. Well, what would their record be?
10-6.
You really think they could get the double digits of Landry Jones last year?
When you're just a substitute teacher, it's you can only be as good as the reps you can get.
Yeah, you don't have the chemistry with the class yet.
Quarterbacks have to get in a rhythm. So you give Landry 16 games, and with the weapons the Pittsburgh Steelers have, I think Landry would do a
– I guess he wasn't terrible against the Patriots.
No,
I don't know.
He wasn't. Like
I mean, I don't know.
He definitely wasn't, but we keep talking about substitutes. There's only six good quarterbacks in the league consistently, and all on one Super Bowl. They just keep rotating each other. After that
– I'd go up to 9. Mm-hmm. I'd go up to 10, in fact. Yeah. I counted them up, and it's 10.
Tom Brady.
1.
Aaron Rodgers.
2.
Russell Wilson.
3.
A playoff Eli Manning. A playoff, because he beat who in both Super Bowls?
Okay, that's 4.
Who did he beat in both Super Bowls?
I know who.
Who? Tell me.
Tom Brady? Am I right about that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, good. All right.
Ben Roethlisberger.
That's 5.
Drew Brees.
That's 6.
Okay.
That's 6, but then I'll go beyond that. Phil Rivers? No.
Bro, I'm talking about Super Bowls.
Derek Carr?
Nope. Them boys rotate. Them boys rotate Super Bowls. Them 6 guys rotate Super Bowls. Them 6 franchises rotate Super Bowls. Nobody else does.
What about playoff Joe Flacco?
Oh, no, no, no. Let's not get crazy.
You get a playoff Eli Manning in there?
Look, he did it twice.
He got hot once. Joe Flacco got hot for a month, and he always shows up.
I'm not saying he should be in there, but I'm advocating for the playoff version of a certain quarterback.
He don't need count.
Okay.
Matt Ryan?
Nope.
Cam Newton. Got to throw Cam in there, right?
Wow. This club is exclusive.
When you go VIP.
Ike's a tough critic.
I know.
Tougher than I am.
VIP is very exclusive. Everybody can be VIP status. Like when it's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, really Tom Brady by himself. Then you got Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben, and all them guys. They can have their own little section together. But Tom is by himself. Hey, Ike, I'm coming to such and such club. I need my VIP. Tom, I got you. You're by yourself. Know who you bringing? All right, cool. Everybody else. Okay. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees.
Not Andrew Luck. I'm just throwing out names of guys who are considered.
Andrew Luck! That's what you basically did to me with Flacco.
What he did?
Flacco does not belong
Andrew
ranked
Luck,
in the top
no
tier.
Way.
Joe Flacco does not belong in a top tier of quarterbacks.
We have a lot of potential for Andrew Luck. A lot of potential.
Getting pretty deep into his career to still be talking about the potential that the guy has, right?
My point exactly.
Yep, yeah. I agree with you. All right. What say you? What next?
Father's Day is coming up, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Zach Eisen in Facebook says, "What's a good Father's Day present to give out?" Ike, I guess this is for you and me.
Yeah.
What do you get for your old man there, the Wolf?
I feel like dads are the hardest people to shop for because they never want anything.
True.
But I got my dad a hammock 2 years ago.
Oh, that's great.
And he, I mean, it's like the best gift ever. He constantly sends me pictures of himself in the hammock in the backyard. Yeah, and whenever swagging. I go there, he's swagging in that hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah, great gift.
Ike, what's a good Father's Day gift?
Give me two of you.
To you mean you want Ivan, your son, to duplicate?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right.
Nah,
next
for Father's Day.
A tie.
Yeah, for Father's Day.
A necktie.
Man, it's hard, man. Just honestly, and I don't even ask for breakfast, but man, just give me an egg sandwich and some grits.
Oh.
I like it. You know what? A nice egg sandwich.
I know your position on grits.
I just don't get grits. I don't know what grits. They're just nothing. They're just fillers is all they
Delicious.
Do. They don't have a flavor.
I told you like last week, man, went by my mama house, man, and she had fried chicken, grits, buttermilk biscuits.
Sounds so good.
For breakfast. I said, Ma, you know I'm full for 2 days, right?
Roddy White has been in the news this week because he and Mike Vick were just retired. They just signed a one-day contract and retired with the Falcons. His mom and grandmother and great-grandmother all under one roof. I met all those women once on a Thursday night football game. We all stood on the sidelines. It was a great time. They're all three.
Very soulful people.
Yeah, really great.
That's awesome.
But I was asking about what Roddy likes when he's at home. His grandmother makes bacon and sausage. Bro. For breakfast. I love that.
Ooh.
I love that move. Like, what does he like? Which kind of breakfast meat? He likes them all, so I make them all for him.
Ed Wolf does that, too.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's a great move.
My mama, when my son comes, not when I come, when my son come, when her grandbaby come, it don't matter if she went to bed at 5, 6 o'clock, he calling Mimo. He say, Mimo, he talking third person. Mimo, I've been hungry. She get up and she cook. The whole spread. And me and my two sisters looking at each other like,
really?
And we ain't never get this.
Ivan's hungry.
Yeah. We ain't never get this. Me and my Ivan hungry.
That's amazing.
She get the whole breakfast spread. It's crazy.
All right. Can I do that too if I'm in the area?
Yeah.
You a visitor?
Mima.
You know.
Check Dave's hungry. Dave wants some of that.
You know, grandparents, you know, that's something they feel good about doing is cooking. Like,
yeah.
Dang, my grandkids and my kids, they enjoy my cooking.
It is a weird thing that I've now reached in my life is I used to always be struck by my grandmother. Grammy used to always compliment me on being a good eater. And then I was like, is that a great deed to eat a lot of food? But now I find myself telling my kids, like, good for you. You're eating your food.
They appreciate it.
That's absolutely
Especially if they cooked it.
Jordan Lane on Facebook says, I think the best defense is the 2012 to the present Seattle Seahawks. But, Dave, I know you're a big Steelers fan, so you would say the steel curtain of the 70s is the best. If the best defensive 70s Steelers team played the 2013 Seahawks team, which I think is the Seahawks' best defensive team, who would come out on top? That's a weird one.
Can you pull up this stat for me? The 2008 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ike's very proud of that defensive unit, except
2008.
I know, but the asterisk. It's not an asterisk because you guys won the game, but you almost lost to Larry Fitzgerald.
I almost never counted.
You're right.
You can't almost pay a bill.
What's the best defense you've seen there, the Wolf? You were in Philly. You were a young person at the time. But do you remember Reggie White and Jerome Brown and that gang?
That was like the first time I fell in love with a defense. I mean, watching them, I was little. I was young. But that's what I remember was that was the ultimate. They were so good together. And they just changed the game when they were on the field together.
Who all was it? Clyde Simmons? It was Andre Waters?
Yeah, yeah.
From a secondary standpoint. Brian Dawkins.
Dawkins is awesome.
Al Harris, Bobby Taylor, Troy Vincent. That's when they had three big corners.
Mm-hmm.
All them boys were like 6'1", 6'2", three big corners. It was like, what in the world do Philly have going on at this cornerback position? Because them boys 6'1", 6'2", will thump, run, and had nothing but attitude sitting back there. And it all started with B-Dawk.
Oh my God!
I hate to say it because you start the question with me being a Steelers fan, but that 2000 Ravens defense was not jive when they couldn't
at
score.
All.
They couldn't score a touchdown for a month, and they were still winning games. And then they basically just shut down everybody in the playoffs and won
they
a Super
so
Bowl.
They were so scary. To
I'm
go
waiting
up
on Miss Emma. As soon as Miss Emma give me
what
these
are you
stats,
looking for?
I mean, I think the Blitzburg '94 Steelers were pretty nasty.
What are the statistical stats for the Pittsburgh Steelers defense?
Yeah, 51 sacks, 20 interceptions.
What were the points per game?
13.9 points per game.
I mean, this decade's Seahawks in an era of more points than you've ever seen in the NFL, what they are is, like we've talked about philosophically, they don't just necessarily just shut you down and don't let you move, but they do turn you over, and that's what you have to do in the 21st century. The Seahawks rank. I think they're one of the four or five best defenses I've seen.
I think so.
But, you know, I call me a homer, but I'm going to go with the Steelers a couple of additions. I'm not trying to upset you, Ike, but that 94 Blitzburg gang with Greg Lloyd and Kevin Green and Rod Woodson.
We did the statistical stat in 2008, and we became Blitzburg in 2005, and we both won championships. I don't think they won a championship in 94, huh?
True.
You can't argue with that.
True enough. Yeah, no. They got taken down by Stan Humphries and the mighty San Diego Chargers in Three River Stadium.
All right.
next question. Dominic Rocca says from Facebook, it's a game of life question. He says, what times in any of your lives have you paused and said, you know what? This is great. The Wolf.
Oh, my God. I feel like I do it all the time.
Unironically, this, you know what? We went to a Dodgers game, Ike, last week. And, you know, I declared unironically when you're midweek and you're sitting in a ballpark and you're drinking a beer and most people are at work, you're officially beating life at that point. I always do that. I'll say, this is it. We're having a drink under the light of day. Can't get better than that.
I mean, living in Santa Monica is so much fun. I'm like 12 blocks from the beach. It's nice every day. Growing up in Philadelphia, it's not nice every day. It's either really cold or really hot. Yeah. And so every single day, I'm like, I can't believe. And I get to work at NFL Network.
I say it all the time, and it's maybe cheesy, but it for me, I tell my kids all the time, what do you want to do for your birthday? What do you want? Where should we go eat dinner? What should we go do? I'm hanging out with you is my choice. I'm cheating life if I'm getting to hang out with you little people. Finer than just about any grown-ups.
I'm with my dogs.
Yeah. But then again, I've had the experiences, too, of getting to sit with – I mean, legitimately too. I don't swoon. I'm not nervous talking to pro football players. I do get nervous talking to comedian types, but because
do you know, really?
I get nervous when it's like when you're
like what happens.
It's just a hard balance of especially if I'm interviewing them. You are you're trying to facilitate them telling you stuff, but I also want to sneak in because I'm vain. Like, I want you to know that I can be funny if I have to be, but finding that balance, that makes me nervous. Football guys, I just like to, but it's cheating life that I've won. I grew up and I was VHSing. I was David Letterman at night, and then I'd wake up in the morning and watch that. I got to write on a late night show.
Yeah.
And when I wasn't watching that, I was watching sports growing up all around Pittsburgh, watching them all. I get to talk about sports for a living. Those are the great things aside from the little ones at home. Ike, how say you?
Life is good.
It's all good for you. Ike has a sunny disposition.
Life is good.
Like, just learning over the past 6-7 years and just hanging around a lot of elderly people, like a lot of successful elderly people, and me going to the cigar bar and just listening to their stories and me trading stories with them. Waking up in the morning is a beautiful thing. And they tell me that every day, like, don't take for granted waking up in the morning. Like, even though you might wake up in the morning with a headache, you might be tired, some days might feel better than others, like, your eyes are open. So it's a new day, new opportunity.
Are you at all concerned? How much introspection have you done about the fact that you're 35 and you've done a whole lot? You've done five lifetimes worth of living in your 37 years. Do you ever think about, because I legitimately could imagine, like, I have had in my life 70,000 people on their feet cheering wildly because of something I just did. And then at some point when you're 58 and, you know, people aren't doing that anymore, does that concern you what's going to give you satisfaction in the second half of your life?
As a professional, former professional athlete, I've done everything I wanted to do as an athlete. Now, as a analyst, this is my third year. So this is supposed to be my breakout season. This is how I think. This is how I feel. This is my second life. So my son and I, we watch these YouTube videos of kids who just had surgery and they're coming off this anesthesia. And, you know, they still kind of loopy. You know, kids who might break their arm, they're in the hospital. Uh-huh. And this one kid, we watch him every day. He say, life is good. he's still looping. He's like, life is good. I'm like, what did you do? I broke my arm.
But it was good.
Why do I have a pink cast on me? And he's just loopy talking. So he's nothing but like 12 years old. Me and my homeboy Rocco went to Dubai.
I gotta search this video. I gotta see it.
What y'all doing in Dubai? And he's talking to his mom. Man, we had a whole lot of girls. She was like, who's Rocco? You don't know Rocco, mama? Rocco, my homeboy. But all he kept saying is, life is good. So that's how I feel when I wake up.
I think we have a new drop, MOVP.
Oh, that's life. Perfect.
Life is good. Now let's talk about over-undies and presented, of course, by MeUndies. You've perfected your wardrobe, but what about the stuff not everyone gets to see? MeUndies is now offering you 20% off your first pair, but you need to use the special URL, MeUndies.com/DDFP. And get 20%, like I said, off that first pair. Here's our question for today. Me are over undies. Mike Vick is officially retired as an Atlanta Falcon as of this week, and Roddy White, too. He, of course, Mike Vick, was – uh-oh. Mike's taking calls. That's exciting, see? This must be somebody good. I wonder who this could be. All right, you and me are going to tackle this one on our own.
All right.
The Wolf. Mike Vick, as you saw, retired. He is, of course, the number one overall draft pick from 2001. You remember Virginia Tech giving a game to Florida State for a little while there in the Sugar Bowl before he got drafted by those Falcons. Went on to go to 4 Pro Bowls, over undie 9. How many number one overall picks, including Vick, since '01 have gone to at least one Pro Bowl? Over undie 9, how many number one overall picks, including Vick, have played in at least one Pro Bowl? So 2001, so that's what, 16 years.
What was the question?
Since 2001, how many first overall picks appeared in at least one Pro Bowl?
At least one?
Yeah.
Since 2001?
Since 2016 season, so there would be 16 season? Players. Eligible for this.
So, did they actually play in it?
I don't. I think they get selected.
I'm gonna say 7.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the under.
It is over. It's 11.
No Jameis, way.
Jadeveon Clowney, Luck, Cam, Matt Stafford, Jake Long's been in. That's the crazy thing is how many they've been to. Cam Newton's only been to 3. Jake Long's been to 4.
Wow.
He's retired now. Mario Williams, 4. Alex Smith, 2. Eli, 4. Carson Palmer. And Mike Vick went to 4 himself, like we mentioned.
I got to get ready for TA.
All right.
But at the same time, since we're talking about Pro Bowls, Joe Thomas been to the Pro Bowl 10 times.
Yeah.
Been in the league 10 times.
What do you think of him? I've heard mixed opinions on Joe Thomas. Is he the gold standard at left tackle in your book?
Yeah.
I hear say because some people will tell you it's Jason Peters.
I mean, Jason Peters, though, 10 times? Like, I've been in the league for 10 years. I've been to the Pro Bowl 10 times.
No, obviously, it's remarkable.
You know what I'm saying? So I remember Coach Tomlin used to put up on the board, like, when we played Cleveland, he was the bright spot. He used to tell Debo. He used to tell Lamar. He used to tell Jaren. Hey, they got a grown man on the left side. Our right side now. Y'all can play around if y'all want to. Y'all going to be fighting for this sack. So you need to go on the other corner to get this sack. Like, Joe is a straight technician. Technician.
Man. If nothing else, he's very funny in social media. Yeah. That he deserves credit for that at least. Before you run off, Ike, okay. We'll save this one for another time. Okay. Somebody asked for some good Bill Cowher stories. But this is a pretty quick one here from, I think it's Dan Pepico. That's a hard name. It looks like it's in, I don't even know what language that is. What is that? Greek?
Oh, yeah. That's
Pepico?
Pepco.
Okay. Anywho, you get to create an expansion team. We'll start with Ike and then he'll depart. But the Wolf, you ruminate on this too.
Okay.
You get to start an expansion team. What sport, city, nickname, and colors do you go with? Ike, I'm going to start with you. We know mine are orange and black. I love orange and black together.
I'm going.
Unless I'm in Pittsburgh, then you'd have to do black and gold.
I'm going with football as my sport.
Okay.
I'm going with black and purple.
Black and purple. Ike Taylor, do you know who wears black and purple?
Nope. This is why I'm going black and purple.
Okay.
I love the Joker.
That's right.
Joker is my favorite villain. So I got to go with his – or I can go purple and yellow. Let's go purple and yellow.
Purple and yellow. And, you know, you could go with the villains the ne'er-do-wells.
I'm going to go with the – and – our name is going to be Jokers.
The Jokers. Ooh. And what city do you set up shop?
Jokers.
The Jokers.
Yes. J-O-K-A-S.
Where do you think it would be fun to set this team up?
Oh, man. You come in. It's only right if I put you in the city of South Dakota.
Pierre?
South Dakota.
Just gets the
South Dakota.
The South Dakota Jokers playing in their purple and yellow uniforms. I like it.
But when you come into town, it's like, oh.
And it's a football team.
No question.
Yeah. It would be cold. Who wants to go up there to play the purple and yellow Jokers? There's no joke coming up there.
No joke.
You can see the headlines already. Great stuff, Ike Taylor. Right. That's awesome. Go be on Total Access, Ike Taylor. He said he's
in his third season.
He has achieved what he already. We're months away from the season starting, and already he has lived up to what he has said he wants to be, which is a star.
Not yet.
This is it. No.
This is the year. This is your breakout year.
I appreciate that you always are working to get better, not unlike Sidney Crosby, everything, always working on it, trying to get better. Don't roll eyes, the Wolf.
I know.
He is
still
the best.
Within the time period that you need to
Sid the Kid.
Celebrate.
Sid the Kid is the best player
Sid
in the world.
Sid the Kid is probably the most gracefulest ice skater I've ever seen on ice. Is that a word?
Graceful. It
if you mean
now.
That he is graceful. Well, the answer to that is Lemieux. That really is the answer.
I think
you can. Yeah, we forgot.
The Wolf is a figure skater.
That's right.
I forgot.
We need a talent show here at the DDFP talent show. Okay, Ike.
That's a great idea.
You go.
Thank
you. And
have a
the
good
Wolf.
Show.
Thank you,
now
Ms.
it's
Wolf.
Great stuff, Ike Taylor. Okay. There he goes. Make sure you check him out. Total Access, Top 100 Reaction Show, and beyond. As good as it gets in the business, he's the black and gold standard in sports broadcasting, in my book. The Wolf, say you? Expansion team, sport, city, nickname, colors.
Okay. So I am going to do – I went with – this. I'm going to break it down the exact way that I decided. So first, I already went with Kelly Green and White because that's my favorite Eagles iteration of their uniform. I'm sad that they don't go back to it.
They need to. I thought that was the rumor 2 years ago.
Yeah,
why are they doing that already?
I don't know. I think it was like Chip Kelly is the coach and let's go Kelly Green and it all made sense. But no, they're still Midnight Green. So Kelly Green, and then I'm going to go to Sea Isle City, New Jersey. Because that's where I spent all my summers growing up, and that's where I would love to spend more summers. It's like very nostalgic.
I've been to Sea Isle.
You have?
Sure.
Okay, so it would be like a traveling team that would probably go to maybe Avalon, maybe Stone Harbor, like Sea Isle, that whole contingent there. It would be baseball because that's summer. And I feel like I need to workshop a name here. The name would be tough because I'm sticking with the shore theme.
Yeah, I think you want to go something aquatic or like beach balls.
Like a sea monster, definitely not a, Like a sea dragon. Sea.
What's a good sea beast?
Orcas.
The sharks.
Orcas. They're the white.
Killer whales.
No, yeah. Sharks. There are no sharks.
Oh, what about the hammerheads?
Right. Are there hammer? Oh, that's very good.
Hammerheads.
That's are the hammerheads something that you would see in Sea Isle potentially?
Probably not. Only in my nightmares.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe could you take a hammerhead in a fight?
Yeah, I think they don't bite, I don't think.
Really? Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good one to defeat then. Maybe Damashek will take on a hammerhead.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Might need to fact check that.
Probably one provoked.
Right. But you're supposed to punch them in the nose.
Right.
Sharks.
It's funny the things that you know from watching movies and TV. We're all legal experts because of LA law and uh-huh. Law and Order and all those.
Yep.
Legitimately, people offer up as you watch these.
I just throw around the word egregious now.
These congressional hearings. Everybody's like, well, I mean, that's against the law. What he's doing, you know. There's
yeah.
He's not allowed to. That's a felony. What he just. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. Because you watch Matlock a few times. Same thing, and we also know police procedurals. We also know what happens inside police headquarters, or at least we
hospitals.
All think we do.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, we think. Yeah, I bet you we all think we could intubate somebody now.
Totally.
From having watched ER for too long. Oh yeah. Yeah. No. You got to get that tube. You got to get it straight down so they can start breathing.
We grab these things and just the shock things, charge them up. And
oh
then go.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like clear. You know that's a cardinal sin in the ER. You can't be touching. Like clear. You know. Yeah, we could make those things work.
Yeah.
All the things we think we could do, thanks to TV, that we actually couldn't do. And I think we also think we could defeat sharks because we heard in a movie somewhere that if you punch it on the nose.
It's true, though.
Based on what?
It's true.
Because Leonardo DiCaprio said it in that one bad movie?
There was a little girl that beat up. Oh, it was an alligator. Never mind. You can punch an alligator in the nose. That is true.
It's sharks as well.
Is it?
But again, I did get
that
on the television.
There's never a team named the Crocodiles. That would be a good one. You know what?
Right.
I there's a whole list of things. First of all, sport. Here's what I'll do. I'll try to make it right because people ask me all the time, why doesn't Pittsburgh have an NBA team? The correct answer is because we don't care to have one.
Sure, sure.
We've took a vote some years ago and said, nah, we're good.
No, thanks.
We have more than enough. We don't need another team. However, let's go ahead and resolve that. NBA, Pittsburgh, PA, obviously black and gold
uh-huh.
to complete that circle there. And I'm going to go with a less fortunate creature.
There
are a whole bunch of animals because you want a nasty creature, but you don't want it so bad.
Do not go with a possum.
No, not a possum. There are creatures that nobody likes, that people just hate. Tapeworms.
Ew.
People don't like. They're like, no, you couldn't name a team rats. Like people be like, what? What are you doing? What about, though, the Pittsburgh piranhas? What about that? That's a good one. That's kind of neat.
It sounds like a little league team.
How about the Pittsburgh Possums?
But the possums, really?
Yeah.
Possums are so ugly, and then you have a mascot pink, running around out there.
With their nude pink tail.
Wrapping its tail around stuff.
You're right. No on that one. We're killing that
piranhas,
one.
Piranhas is okay, though.
Piranhas might be good. Yeah, I kind of... I don't know. Anyway, listen, that's enough. How far have we gone here, MVP? Should we wrap it up, or do you want us to spitball a couple more?
That's on you. We're 53 minutes in.
53 minutes. Here's one more question for the Wolf.
Okay.
I thought this was interesting. Rob Trimble dropped me this. This isn't just a game of life. This is life decision making.
Oh.
Rob Trimble says, should I leave my job as a follow spot operator? So then before the second part, I had to stop and say, so what is a fellow follow spot operator?
Yeah.
He said that it is the guy who, if you're seeing a play or a musical, he's the guy up in the rafters who gets the spotlight to shine to follow.
Oh, wow.
Should he do that? Should
okay.
he keep doing that job or move to Vietnam to teach kids English?
Oh, move to Vietnam. And teach kids English. That seems like a way more rewarding job.
Nah.
Don't you think?
Nah. I stay with the doing the light. I don't know. I have no wanderlust left in me. I'm too
really?
Old now. I don't need to travel outside the U.S. ever again.
Your whole life is ahead of you.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Come on. You
I don't
take
appreciate
advantage.
That look there, the Wolf. MVP behind the glass.
Listen, you're going to hop on a plane. You're going to quit your job. And you're going to go teach kids English.
In Vietnam?
In Vietnam. There's going to be delicious food.
I don't really love Vietnamese food all that much.
What?
Yeah, I've never gone crazy for it. French Vietnamese, that's all.
All right, I can understand your position on this question then.
I mean, it's just not for me. I don't know. Going abroad to teach?
What was his name? Trimble? Mr. Trimble.
Yeah.
You should definitely go to Vietnam.
Rob Trimble says, quit the follow spot operating job. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I would take
the wolf's advice. I'm nobody to listen to about what to do with yourself. Look at where.
Well, I think you're doing pretty good.
Well, I guess
for yourself.
I was just gonna say, yeah, but that's just dumb luck.
No.
Yeah, that's just dumb luck. But the wolf, it is not dumb luck that this went well again, because we in Studio 66 with you and Ike Taylor, solid gold is what we had, and keep those questions coming. I can't believe it. MVP, we got to maybe like a fifth or less of the good questions.
Wow.
I vetted in advance, and we didn't get to Nick Ferrero's question. What's the song of summer 17? Think about that one, the wolf.
That's a good one.
Bite your tongue. We got that one. We have so many more to get to. Keep them coming though, because we can never
pass rushing duos. We'll talk about that next time.
I like the pass rushing duo. Bosa and Ingram, is there better than that? All right, we have a lot to get to. That's the point. We'll talk with you next week. In the meantime, thanks to Ike Taylor, Colleen Wolf, MVP, Sully behind the glass as well, Corey Legit, Joe Williams. The list goes on and on.
Mr. Trimble.
He's in Vietnam. He can't hear you.
Oh.
All right. Talk to you later. It's been a thin slice of heaven.